Welcome, everybody, to the Walking Dead Recap. I'm Sammy, and I'm joined with...
In whatever order we're going in, so I'll say I'm Wayne.
I'm
CJ. Okay. Well, CJ's actually watching this as we speak, just to let you know that. So, like always, very prepared as his parenthood skills are.
Jesus Christ. Yes, for the second week in a row. I'm Cody. Hello, people.
Oh, yes, people. Once again, Cody stepping in for the Mr. Phenomenal one himself because, I don't know, I think he's so upset that Tyrese is out of the show now he just can't bear to watch it.
Yeah, that's perfect, what it is.
Reasonable explanation.
Well, that's what I'm going with. See that, or he has been kidnapped by cannibals and he's just dumb. He's done reviewing the shit. Because he missed The Walking Dead and he missed Gotham last week, so yeah. He's becoming the new you, CJ. He's really smart.
Oh, boy.
My plan is working.
Okay. Your plan is working. What fucking plan is this?
What plan?
Fucking destroy our fucking
Shut up
podcast?
And review.
Shut up and review.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. Why don't you fucking kick it off? Wait, no. You're like 20 minutes into the episode. Shut the fuck up.
But he's only prepared
to.
This episode. Tell me who directed the episode. Do you know?
A woman, so that's why it sucks. Right, way.
Yeah, you tell him, CJ.
Who was it written by? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gamergate.
What? Gamergate. What's even the fucking clean dude's name? Do you even know?
Dennis Rodman. Oh, Seth Hoffman. Sorry.
No, it's not. It's fucking Aaron.
It's actually written by Seth Hoffman.
I am asking CJ who the clean dude is. He doesn't even know. He's currently watching the episode and doesn't know. He wants to tell me to shut
about
up.
The Aaron guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, after I fucking said his name. Okay.
He was in there last week. What are you talking about?
It's Rick's last name, John.
Can you be professional and review the show, please? Thank you.
I'm not reviewing the show. I'm reviewing your ass. A podcast about the fucking Walking Dead.
Ma'am, you're being irate and belligerent. You need to calm down and review the show. Thank you, ma'am.
Man. See, this is what Do the Bear should have been like.
I'll agree with you, Cody.
Yeah.
That'd make for an interesting show. Bring back Do the Bear with Sammy just ripping on CJ.
There we go. I love that.
There's a chef here. But yeah, what was the name of this episode? The Distance. The distance.
Going the distance.
I tell you, I feel like I'm going the distance watching this show because I'm not excited anymore. I'm bored now with this show.
I actually enjoyed this week's better than last week. I can tell you that.
I enjoyed it more than last week's, but it's just it's literally talk. Rick with no trust, and everyone's you got to trust Rick. Why? This guy's clearly fucking not a good guy. You can see it.
Yeah, he did put his team in harm more so. Than anything good, so...
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Rick's got to learn. You don't trust people anymore. Listen to Shane, what he taught you all those years ago.
Oh,
don't trust anyone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he kind of
really,
did.
Was it years ago?
Judith's how old now? I don't know, one. So, yeah, I'll say a year.
I shop at the Gap. I have a clean shirt. You can trust me.
He still looks like that motherfucker from Spider-Man 3 who played Venom.
Yes, he does look like Topher Grace.
That's really true. When I first saw him, I was like, that is the guy from that 70s show. He's just gone really downhill and gotten fatter. And become... he looks fatter. He looks fatter than Topher Grace.
You call that... Okay.
He's not fat, but he's fatter. Because Topher Grace is too skinny to be Venom. Or Eddie Brock, for that matter. But that's a completely different show for a different day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
She's 8 months. Judith is 8 months.
That's a big fucking 8-month-year-old.
Yeah, she's 8 months-year-old.
How do you know that?
It's an American baby.
Where do they say...
It's an American baby.
Where do they say she's 8 months old? Because I never...
I Googled it.
Oh, Google. Thank you. What's her name? From
Amanda Waller.
Amanda Waller from Death. Yeah. Suicide Squad, yep. Google has all the answers.
Yes, they do.
They do. What do you... You expect me to know that? I know so much of this shit of fucking... I can tell you
true.
Which issue the fucking... What was it called? That kiss that happened in and shit. Like, oh, Go away. Go away, Wayne. Go away.
Go away, okay. Well, I have to get CJ to do a rundown of the show since he's watching it as we speak. See if he can guess what... No. See if you can guess what's going to happen.
Mine, CJ. Yeah, you'd be the best one for the job.
See, how about
this
you
should be called the staring dead because all they do is just stare at each other.
Oh, my God.
They do a lot of staring. I will be with him on that one. They do a lot of staring, a lot of chit-chat.
Non-verbal communication.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. They need to start killing some things or killing some people or walkers or just anything. Just shoot a wall.
People killing walkers?
I'm pretty sure I saw a bunch of walkers die in this episode. I don't know.
But
I'm 100% certain of that.
How? Why? Did they stab two in the head and that's about it?
Glenn ran fucking a ton over?
No, I think they were pedestrians. I don't know if they were walkers.
Oh, boy.
They never established they were walkers. They could have been just people out for a stroll.
Yeah, just people are, okay.
And we do know Glenn is Asian, and Asians can't drive, so that makes perfect sense.
Wow.
He's Korean.
Wow. You really are
Korean. Korean's Asian?
Blaine really is Captain Boomerang, my God.
Hey.
You just confirmed it right there.
No, that's him below the belt. Captain Boomerang.
Oh, that's below the belt. Okay.
That's the most racist shit I've ever fucking seen in my life. That's... Once again, a different show for a different day. I can't wait for that fucking Suicide... I'm not watching that Suicide Squad shit, Captain Boomerang. Yeah, Walker, Sammy, how about you give us a recap then? Because we know CJ is probably, 20 minutes into the show now and has no idea what the fuck's going on.
Yep, just about. Okay, so this episode, obviously, it kicks off with Maggie and Sasha bringing Aaron into the barn to meet everyone. Obviously, Rick is like... No!
He's like, bitches, just when you shoot him. Fucking hopeless, those two.
But the rest of the group, you know, really starts to believe him the more that Aaron has a conversation and talks, and one thing leads to another. Michonne is, like, really... They're starting to show a lot of the emotion and the camaraderie, the friendship and the relationships that are growing, especially between Michonne and Rick, which is really nice. I like that because, you know, that's a thing. Blah, blah, blah. Aaron, like, they convince Aaron to tell them where to go for Alexandria.
You sound really excited about this episode, Sam.
I know, right?
I'm trying to remember what happened. I'm trying to remember because, like, okay, so I remember Rick scouting
ahead.
And
they're walking, and they're walking.
And they're talking.
And they're having a conversation, and Rick's talking to fucking Aaron, and Aaron gives him his entire life story.
He didn't tell him he was gay. That wasn't his whole life story.
Has that really a factor?
Yes. His whole life story would involve him being gay.
Honestly, what sealed it for me that that guy was gay? Not the kiss, but the things. Just like, my mom used to try to feed me things that I didn't like to make me more manly. And I'm like, she thought you were effeminate, which means you were gay. Okay.
So the idea of him kissing a man doesn't make him gay, but the idea of him eating applesauce, clearly gay.
The kiss happened after all of that. So, like, I knew it was going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Rick force feeds him some applesauce. It's great. Fucking Abraham and Rosita have, like, a little bit of a moment.
And a baby over here.
What?
The baby has a big head, man. It's just, you're right, man. It's an American baby. It's just so fat.
Babies all have fat heads. It's just the way they look. Which is true. That's why they'd be attacked in a zombie apocalypse, because they've got just a big fat head and nothing else.
Jesus Christ. Babies
are ugly.
Something really nice happens in this episode. They're driving to Alexandria, right? And Michonne looks at Rick and just like, did you ask him the questions? And everyone knows those fucking questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite color?
How many walkers?
Oh my God, he hate applesauce at this point? And it's like the apocalypse and stuff?
Yeah, why did he have applesauce on him?
Christ, John, you're just there?
I'm
John
just saying.
Literally 20 minutes into the episode. Quite literally 20 minutes
I'm just saying. Yeah. Yeah, you better eat it. You poison some of it.
Oh, my God.
Move it right along.
But why would he have applesauce on him if he hates it? What sense does that make?
To bring it, so Judith, because they've been watching the group for a while, and they know that Judith doesn't have much food there, so they brought applesauce as a
where'd you get it from?
Come on now, you're gonna like, oh, I'm not gonna eat it because my mom made me eat it.
Do you know?
So I don't want to do that.
Yeah, where'd he get it from?
Did you not listen to the conversation?
Yeah, I don't trust him.
Like,
I don't give a shit.
Apple tree.
Don't care about his apple
near
trees.
The Alexandra.
I don't believe in apple trees.
Oh, you don't believe in
him. I don't believe in him.
You're going to sit there and be untrusting of this man who has not lied.
He lied to me.
Has not lied. When did he lie to you?
He didn't tell Ricky he was gay. That's a lie. So I would have shot him.
Oh my god, it's not a lie. It's not important.
Everything's
it's
important
same
in
way
this world.
Tara didn't tell everybody that she
every
was
single
gay.
Detail is important in this world. First question would be Mike thing. Are you gay? If they answer no, then okay. Well, I don't believe him anyway, so I should.
Yeah, you're totally gay. I can see it. No, three questions are, how many walkers have you killed? How many people have you killed? Why?
How many men have you had sex with? Then you shoot.
And who do you like to have sex with?
Oh, yeah.
Four questions.
If they answer Maggie, I kill them anyway. And she's starting to annoy me, I must say, Maggie. She really is.
Maggie?
Yeah, she's starting to annoy me. She's not doing anything. Glenn actually kind of... He's starting to come back, so he's as good as dead. He's starting to do more things now.
Maggie is just like season 3 Maggie when she was kidnapped. She's reverting back to her old Maggie self.
Yeah, weak. I don't like it. Don't like it. I like Maggie strong, not weak.
So you're going to go try to bang Carol now? Is that what it is, Wayne?
Carol, don't fuck around. Even she says Carol. To Rick, yeah, even if you're wrong, you're right. I'm like, yeah, you tell him, bitch. You tell him.
Carol will pull out her dentures. Give you a good time.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
Terrible. Terrible. I can't believe you fucking all you go there. Every single time, too.
Wow, man.
In apocalypse, we got to get. Even if you don't like applesauce, you got to eat it.
I'm sure that's what it is.
I don't even think that's applesauce. It looked very creamy.
It was fucking applesauce. Yeah. What kind of...
It's straight from the source, man. Yeah. The processed sheet by the store, so that kind of makes sense.
I think him and his boyfriend are making their own applesauce, and I think they're feeding it to people. That's my theory.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm going with. Tell you, never trust them. Never trust them in apocalypse. Never trust a man who's that clean in the world of a wasteland, all right? That doesn't exist.
You say that one. Yep, you are so right.
And that's such a stereotypical, isn't it? Even gay people in a wasteland are still clean. That's just wrong.
It's just wrong.
Oh, now you call it stereotypes.
It's a show so stereotypical and racist. It's horrible.
Stereotypical and racist. How is it stereotypical and racist?
It's got Glenn, who's an Asian bad driver. You got gay people that are clean as clean.
Tara's gay.
Who?
Tara's gay.
Who's gay?
Tara.
Tara. Oh, her, but she's a background character. She didn't do nothing. She's a waste of space. You got Abraham, who's like the biggest ginger-haired, useless idiot. Racial and just horrible. Very sexist as well. Very sexist.
Oh, is it sexist? Tell me.
Making all the women weak again?
What?
Carol and Michonne and Sasha.
Oh, Michonne's weak again. We've got to trust the man. He's leading us to safety.
No. What she's doing is she's starting to believe him. Cause
I heard her say, we've got to follow the white man. And I said, okay. She's becoming a slave again. I'm sorry. Look at the symbolism. We've got to follow him. Why? He's white. He's gay. We can trust him. No, I'm sorry. That's racist and shocking. I'm very let down by the writers of the show now. Seth Hoffman, you let me down. And directed by a woman, she should be making strong female characters, and she's not. She's making them all weak again. Very disgraceful. I think Judith is the strongest woman in the show.
Why are you giggling, CJ?
I don't know what the hell.
Sucker punch all over again. So.
Oh, shut okay. the fuck
hey,
up.
Hey, you like that fucking movie anyway.
Yeah.
I can't believe you like fucking Sucker Punch. What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, anyways, where were we? Fucking Glenn ends up running through an entire herd of walkers. It starts coming up on the car. You know, they see a flare. Yep. Aaron starts to freak out.
See?
And runs off into the wilderness.
Gay
and,
stereotype you know, again. Flares. What? Gays.
Flares. Flares.
The flare yeah. means he was flaming.
See?
Damn.
It's true. Look at the symbolism. It's all
yeah,
there.
That's what it was. Anyways. Aaron runs off into the wilderness. Michonne tries to go chase. Rick's like, no, come back. And then, you know, Glenn runs off with him. They meet. And they start freaking out. And they run into one of the buildings. And they find Eric. And he tells them that everything's fine. And that Maggie helped him. And, you know.
What happened to him anyway?
It's just, what, he fell down. He told you. Like,
yeah, he said
I fell down.
A tire ran over his ankle or something like that, I believe.
And, yeah. Do you believe yeah. that story? No, I don't.
Well, they were there. They saw it.
I don't believe any of them. I think they're all lying. How can a tire run over your own foot?
Anyways.
Jeez fucking crap.
How can you run your own foot over? I mean, seriously.
He didn't run his own foot over.
Oh, he said a tire ran over his foot. What, walkers are driving a truck and ran over
no,
his foot?
No, they weren't. Never mind. Goddamn way. Goddamn it.
He said his foot was run over. By what and how?
A car.
How was a car? Okay,
because
and
of walkers.
So, walkers were pushing a car over his foot.
Yes, it's possible. That he could have fell. And that the car could have ran over its foot. I don't see how that's out of the realm of possibility.
That's fucking retarded. I'm sorry, that's all bullshit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He was running to the shops trying to buy all the special sales on new shirts and stuff, and he tripped over and sprained his ankle. That's how it really happened. He's just too embarrassed to say so.
Wow.
And what's Maggie getting? Why is Maggie helping him with his foot? What does she know about medicine?
Her father was a doctor.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh my god!
I thought a veterinarian.
He's a vet, not a doctor.
Whatever, close enough.
If he was such a good doctor, why couldn't he fix his own head being chopped off?
Oh Jesus Christ!
Got you there.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally backed me into a corner there.
Yeah.
You won right. this round, man.
Right. So, yeah.
Yo, but it falls the economy.
I'm trying to just pat out so we can get CJ up to date.
Oh, so we're just shooting the shit. We're fucking...
Oh, that what this all is right. all about?
Not really. But yeah, they find Mr. Gay Man with a sprained ankle. A broken ankle, sorry.
Yes. And, you know, this is where you really find out that, you know, they solidify, yes, Eric and Aaron are in a relationship.
Bert and Ernie.
Yes, they're Bert and Ernie the entire time. And it's adorable. And then, you know, Rick's like, Aaron, you sleep away from us.
Yeah,
and
good on like, you, Rick. You
he's
sleeping.
Like, no, you're going to have to shoot me because I'm going to stick with my man.
Cool, you got that, Rick.
And you see for a moment, Rick's like, all right, I'll shoot you then. And Glenn's like, no, don't do that. It's fine. And... You know, they the next morning, obviously they continue the journey. You know, Aaron and Noah have a moment about the leg.
Hey, what was that about?
What?
About Noah's? Was it about Noah's leg? Saying, "Oh, we got a good doctor there," or some shit. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just a moment for us to find out more about Alexandria. Because we don't know much. Yes, we've seen the photos.
Quite right, yes, so why is Rick going there? He don't know nothing.
But the thing is...
There he go, Glenn. I know, don't know what's going on.
Wow.
That would sound right. But like, if he's showing them photos, where are the photos of his people? There's not what. Oh, I'm sorry. The photo didn't come out. Lies. Lies, lies, lies. I don't trust him.
Yeah, that's when I started getting suspicious of, like, I was suspicious of him when he first arrived, but throughout this episode, he was gaining my trust because he wasn't lying. The entire time, he was not lying. There's nothing that he's lied about.
We will see. I don't trust him.
You, of course you don't trust him. Do you trust anybody
no.
in this? No? Not no. You wouldn't even trust Shane?
Oh, Shane and me would be brothers. We'd be backing each other up, killing everyone. But then I'd shoot him anyway because I wouldn't trust him around my woman, so I'd have to kill him.
You would have a woman, though?
In that world, I'd make one.
You would what? Make one.
grab all pieces of walkers and make, like, the hottest dead corpse you could, and then you'd be good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds healthy.
definitely want to stick my dick in that.
You have a dick? Okay, there's something new for you people.
Oh, God damn it.
It's Sammy's secret, people. He's actually a man.
That's the secret. So Rosita and, you know, now we go to Rosita and Abraham. And Rosita goes, oh, look, the Washington Monument. And Abraham starts like, ha ha ha, very funny.
Yeah, it looks like a penis. There we go. It does.
Okay, it does, sure. The RV breaks down. Abraham starts flipping shit. Glenn goes, you know what? I can fucking fix this.
Why? Why can you fix it?
Because he knew about the spare battery in the RV because of Dale.
Thank you. Why didn't they explain that better?
What the fuck is...
I got it. But it's some people who would have forgotten. Be like, how did Glenn know about that? Oh, let's not explain it. He could at least said, oh, yeah, I had some old white-headed bastard who taught me years ago. I'm like, okay. But no.
You for real right now, Wayne?
That's true, though. People might have forgotten. I mean, I remembered it, but he should have at least said. Oh, yeah.
Who gives a shit, man?
But you need to explain these things. People would have forgotten. How does Glenn know? Like, oh, well, yeah, just trust him. But no, I wouldn't trust him.
You don't trust Glenn. Okay.
No, I don't trust Glenn. He's with Maggie. Why would I want to trust him?
Oh, my God.
He's got something I want, anymore. So I'll kill him for it. Thank you, Jeremy.
Oh, my God. You're a horrible human being.
Thank you.
Oh, God. No, zombie apocalypse happens, Wayne. You stay the fuck away from me. I'm going nowhere near you.
You're in Canada. I'm on the other side of the planet. I don't think the chances of me getting over there is any
good. Just in case. Who knows? We all might be at a fucking convention and, like, hanging out, and, you know, the zombie apocalypse happens. You know, we might be at a movie spoilers meetup or some shit. And, you know, zombie apocalypse happens. I'm getting the fuck away from you. The farthest I can fucking run, gone. Goodbye. Sweet. I don't care about any of y'all. Fuck it. You all want to... He will drag you all down with you. With him.
I would stay leave them to...
Yeah, I'm dragging my ass, man.
I'm out. First car I see, fucking knocking the person out who's in it, taking that shit. Goodbye.
I would be like Mad Max, and I'd be saying, if you want to get out of here, you talk to me. Oh, then I'll turn myself into Captain Boomerang.
I thought that was the Shrimp Barbie guy that says that.
What?
What?
Yeah, the guy from, you know, Down Under.
Paul Hogan? Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, yeah, I thought Crocodile Dundee said that.
You just go back to watching Walking Dead, motherfucker. How insulting. Crocodile Dundee, man.
And just generalize Australians, okay.
Okay.
All right, CJ.
Yeah. All of you just like to alienate people, don't you? You just want to be alone and bitter and angry.
Hey, you're the most racist one on here. I see your post. CJ, back me up on that.
That is true. Look, wait till I send you this episode of this Gamergate thing. So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, I'm a racist.
There's nothing wrong with that. Be proud of it.
Yeah, you should.
Be proud.
Embrace it.
Embrace the racism.
Hey, Cody. Do you believe that I'm a racist?
Oh, cool. drinking the Kool-Aid, so no.
What? Oh, Cody, drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm not drinking Kool-Aid. CJ, if anybody's racist, it's your ass, so I... And Wayne,
we all are, though.
We all are.
This is like the Walking Dead. This is like the Walking Dead. We're all the racist dead.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
I have to say, I've never seen or heard Cody make any racist remarks. P1, absolutely. Me, you, Cody, Sammy, yes.
Cody thinks he's going to run for president, so...
That's not true. I've heard Cody make a racist remark. You want to know one? It's about Spider-Man being black.
Oh, my God. How is that racist?
What?
What?
Spider-Man can't be black.
I had nothing to do with him being black, okay? It had to do with the character.
You racist bastard. How dare you?
That is bullshit. That's why James is going to be Spider-Man now. So.
Oh, my God. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
Cody wants Jaden to be it. I'm telling you.
Jaden's not an actor. He's not black. He's not human. He's just nothing. It does not exist.
Doesn't exist. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, can we finish the fucking...
Yeah.
CJ, how much longer do you have in the episode?
I just got to his boyfriend, so...
Okay, so you got, 5 minutes left. All right.
Yep.
The group reaches the Alexandria, so...
Oh, that's so cute. Oh.
Disgusting.
All right, AMC, you get a point from me for that. Even though the boyfriend looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not complication, but...
Damn, really? Jesus.
Okay. All right, so Rick turns to Michonne and has a really sweet, touching moment where he's just like, I have to just, he looks like they're all standing there, right? Rick's holding Judith. Am I wrong?
He's using holding her as a shield.
And they're all looking at each other, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it worries me because Rick's not prepared. He's not holding on. He hasn't got his gun ready. He's holding Judith as a human shield. He should be ready for a battle just in case shit's ready to go down. And he's not. He's weak now. He's lowered himself down.
You really think that this place is not safe for them?
No, I don't.
What makes you think that?
Maybe previous things with the governor and shit like that might be a bit of a hit and Terminus. But no, we don't learn from our mistakes. Let's continue to fuck up. This is why Rick shouldn't lead them.
Rick shouldn't... Shut the fuck up!
Of course he shouldn't lead them.
Are you fucking kidding me? Who the fuck should lead them then? Who the fuck is better than Rick right now? Tell me.
Out of all of them at the moment?
Michonne.
No, she's a bit soft now because she's getting desperate to survive. So
oh, my God.
I wouldn't have her either.
Carol?
Yes. Yep, there you go. Carol.
Carol is totally okay with going to this place.
No, I don't think she is. That's why she was at the back. She was, Rick, I don't know. I think she's... what's she doing? She's walking. She's the only motherfucker not walking in with her gun ready. She's like, yep, Carol's ready to go Rambo on their ass in case it needs that.
Daryl was in this for 2 seconds.
Oh, Daryl, he's pussified anyway.
Yeah, he's a lost cause at this point.
It just annoys me they're not prepared. It's like they've almost lowered their guard after all this shit they've gone through. And you don't lower your guard when you don't know these people. You met one of them, or two of them.
Two of them, and they haven't lied.
How do you know that?
Because everything that they've been telling the group has been true.
Like what?
Every single thing.
What's one thing they said that's true?
So, I have pictures, I did this.
He could have found those photos.
There's only me and my friend. We brought a fucking and he's, RV.
And he's friend. He's not a friend. They're lovers. That's a lie. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Those photos could
You're
be done. Those photos could
Rick,
be downloaded
Rick
off Google. All right,
Rick is homophobic. He's like, I don't want to hear none of that going on next door while my son is here. By the kids.
Oh, my God.
And you don't trust someone that clean. I'm sorry. I just don't. I would not trust this guy.
Well, let me fill you in on, like, something about the comics. Is Alexandria is a place where the group ends up. And it's a safe place.
I don't believe it.
It is the place that they stay in for the longest run. Okay? It's safe.
And do they eventually leave?
I don't know. I kind of stopped reading.
Yeah, I could comment on that, but I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm going to leave it right there.
Well, Cody, well, when it comes to the comics in this universe, they're kind of parallel, but they're also different.
That's true. But...
Okay, how stupid are they? I mean, the safest place in this world will be offshore or in a bunker underground. How retarded do you need to be to think of that? Seriously.
Okay. If you're offshore, we've seen that in the zombie apocalypse. That doesn't work out too well.
I would build my own island. I would build my own island.
Simple. And I don't know if all of you have played The Walking Dead Telltale games. Mm-hmm. There was a group of cancer survivors who lived underground, and that kind of fucked up, too.
Oh, so I don't think there's a safe place. That stupid little girl probably fucked it all up.
Hey, wait a minute.
But Clementine, that's the one.
Crossing the line right now.
Oh, good. Look, we know you care about little girls because you got a little daughter, okay? So it's okay.
Did I just hear CJ defending a little woman?
We all know he did.
We all know he's got his little girl. It reminds him of Gloria. Oh, it's okay.
My God. Mental moment.
Why do you defend Clementine?
I love Clementine. She was just a nice little girl who didn't even need to be involved in all this stuff.
Who got and Lee killed. She got Lee killed.
Lee got his own self killed by going after her.
Yeah, quite right, because if he wasn't around, he would be alive. Her fault.
I'm going back to the show. Finish up, Samantha. And we actually got a question, too, from last week.
We do?
We actually have a question?
I think we do. We just don't check them.
Yeah, we get questions all the time. I thought we'd do like a little wrap up at the end. I thought that's how they.
Yeah, P1's usually the organized one. We're not.
If y'all want to answer that, go ahead. I don't know what y'all want to do, but.
So yeah, obviously it ends with them just walking into the stupid bloody gates opening up and gates shut behind them. And that's it. It's like, okay, next week on the show, no one's there. Well, who cares? Next week will be the most... If you're right, and it is a safe haven, it's going to be boring as all shit. They're just going to be walking around. Oh, yeah, let's sit down in this chair and do nothing. Oh, riveting TV there.
Oh, man.
I'm 100% certain that's not what happens, because if we do not remember the prison...
I remember the prison.
You don't remember what happened. Were they just sitting in chairs?
Yep.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Sitting down, it became old McBloody Rick had a farm. It was stupid. What are you doing? Farming vegetables and shit. And I'm like, I don't need to see this. It's true. The only good thing with that was when actually with Daryl, when he was leaving with Michonne to do the little scout missions and shit like that. That was cool.
But okay. I'm
sorry. These two episodes so far, do not care. Uninterested. Bored. Just nothing happening. Very disappointed.
Yeah. Okay.
Right on.
Okay. Well, what am I supposed to say? Like, okay.
You're supposed to say, yes, Wayne, you're 100% correct. I agree with you. You are a genius. That's what you need to say. Thank you.
Yes, Wayne, you are 100% correct. You are a genius.
Oh, where's I'm taking that sound bite. I'm going to play that every single time. Right now. No, it's just, I don't know, there are hardly any walkers, and it's just, all the characters are just uninteresting. Even Rick, who's the most untrustworthy bastard, all of a sudden, like, yep, I'll trust him. But what made you trust him?
No, he wasn't. No, he's never been trusting. Like, I specifically remember they were on their way to Alexandria. Rick turns to Michonne and goes, listen, if we go here, I literally have to stand in front of those gates and then decide whether or not I'm going to bring my family in there. He has to decide. He still doesn't trust it. Watch, he's going to walk through those gates and he's not going to trust it. He's not going to trust anyone.
But he's not prepared. He's not armed.
For what? Prepared for what, though?
For a
showdown. They don't know what they're walking into. Isn't Terminus.
Have your gun drawn out. Have a bazooka ready. Anything.
Okay, okay, yeah, you walk into a place like that, you're going to be perceived as a threat. You are vulnerable in that situation because you're not in your space, you're in their space.
Okay, but why would they be a threat? The gay guys...
You don't know how armed they are.
The gay guys are going to vouch for him.
The gay guys can vouch for him. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
And everyone trusts the gay person. Okay, because they don't lie according to you. They all trustworthy.
Oh my god!
You said they don't lie.
They haven't. Everything that they have said so far has been true. It's all true.
He said him and his friend. Okay.
The only thing. Yeah. Okay, I'm a bisexual woman. I've had girlfriends in my life, okay? And I've brought them home to meet my fucking family. You know what my dad fucking calls my girlfriends?
Lucky?
My Terrible. Best friends. My best friends. He calls them my friends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Oh, my girlfriends.
There you go! That's my point. Why but didn't
not,
he just...
Not to him. Not to him, because obviously he's not in a space where he can... You know, a lot of society now can't comprehend and is accepting of same-sex relationships.
I couldn't give a rat's ass. You sleep with...
You are a fucking minority in this world then, okay?
You could be sleeping with a dog and I'd be like, well, that's your choice. Could not care.
Well, I don't know about that. That's a little... No. If you're sleeping with things that can't give consent, I'm not okay with.
You saying dogs haven't got a heart.
Yeah, what if it humps you and then you're like, all right, well, I'm in the mood too.
A dog?
Wow. CJ, you would say some shit like that.
I'm just saying, like, I've seen it happen.
You've seen it happen.
Okay, all right.
Okay, you know what? I need to call the SPCA on you now. I'm afraid for Yugi.
Hey, not for me. I'm just saying. I'm talking about you.
Okay. All right, CJ.
It was on the Ricky Ray show.
Oh, this is becoming a very strange show, I must say.
Doesn't it always?
are we ready for our ratings?
God damn.
The question, have you finished it? Have you finished the episode? Is that the question?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man, you motherfuckers, man.
Well, I guess, CJ, because he just finished it, how about you give us your summary of the whole episode since you've just seen it all?
All right, so this episode, going the distance, he going for speed. They didn't go for speed in this episode. They were very, very slow. There was, you know, knife reveal showing that this Eric character, he's actually seemed legit about trying to help them. And pretty much just showing him meeting up with his boyfriend later on. So, meeting up with, that was kind of nice. That was really nice. Him meeting up with his boyfriend and, having a tender moment with him. So, it was a nice little part of Sunshine. You know, it made you look at Rick saying, like, man, Rick, why you got to be such a dick? But he already know what happened. He know what happened last time when he wasn't mean. People got their legs eaten. They almost got eaten together. So, you feel for him for being upset at these people or being upset or not being able to trust people, too. So this overall episode, it was still very boring, but I give it 2 gay zombies out of 5. So there you go.
What the fuck?
2 gay zombies.
That's a new rating. Okay.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of new ratings, Liz.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't listened to Gotham yet. Oh.
Yeah.
You need to do that.
I'm
gonna do that tonight.
You don't want
to. There you go. And, all right, Cody.
Yeah, but actually, I enjoyed this episode. I thought it was much better paced than last week's. While there wasn't, like, a whole lot going on in the first half, I thought what was there was nice, the whole tension between Eric and Rick not being trusting. I totally get where he's coming from. There were shades where there were points where I thought, maybe you're going a little too far, Rick. But then I thought back, like, you know what, nah, fuck that. Terminus went to shit, and then the prison went to shit the place before that. So I was like, oh, you know what? I get you, Rick. I get you. And then the whole sequence where Glenn is fucking running down zombies and shit, I thought that was awesome. You know, how they head to the woods. And it's also this cool little shot where it's like completely dark, and you see the gun flashes, and you see the like flash of the zombies and shit. I thought that was pretty badass. And so, yeah, and then the whole Rick I mean, not Rick. Aaron reuniting with Aaron. But that was a nice little moment for The Walking Dead, showing a homosexual couple, a little diversity there. So that's nice. It's always nice. And excited to see where it goes and how they adapt the Alexandria storyline from the comic book. So, yeah, I give this, I guess it's a CJ rating, 4 gay zombies out of 5.
Wow. Good Lord.
You really like those gay zombies?
Yeah, I do. Love
them. Oh. The fuck? What?
I don't know what the hell that was, but yeah.
Sound of gay zombies.
Well, he's your co-host now, Cody. He's your fucking responsibility.
God, don't you say that. My responsibility. I'm not claiming that. Okay.
But you want me to go next, Sammy, since I'm not allowed to go last anymore?
Go.
Well, I've said everything that needs to be said. I didn't care for this episode. I didn't like it. I didn't like last week. I didn't like this week. It's just look, stare, don't trust. Talk, look, stare, walk a little bit, don't trust again. Characters are just dull. I mean, it's like watching paint dry. It's just boring, dull.
Wow.
No walkers, uninteresting conversation.
Wow.
Just Rick, wow. Rick with his beard, you know, want to eat applesauce. It was like watching an episode of Friends or something. Just,
or Big Bang. Oh my fucking God!
It was just them sitting in a cafe. So they were sitting in a bar and just talking. It was like, I don't care. You know, should we go to this? Now, how the hell did they build that fucking wall? All right? We got steel concrete 10 meters thick or some shit. It's like, how the fuck did two gay people build that? All right?
Jesus Christ. Wow. You. Never mind.
That's the first question I'll be thinking about is how did you build that wall? I mean, what? Is this the wall from fucking Game of Thrones or some shit? Untrustworthy. Yeah. I don't like Rick anymore. He trusts too much. He needs to stop trusting people because he's got to learn from Shane. Like, he told him, don't fucking trust people. That shit gets you killed. It gets your people killed. And Rick has not learned. This is why his baby's going to be eaten. And I hope it does, to teach him a fucking lesson, not to trust people. All right? He's got to learn that shit. Judith needs to be torn apart in front of his eyes so he actually starts to understand. Shit is going to happen if you trust people, especially people wearing clean clothes and clean shaven, and he's lying about being gay. And you know what? I don't think he's gay at all. I reckon that's all an act, just so to get him convinced, because everyone trusts gay people. So he ran over his own foot with a tire. What a load of shit. Oh, fucking stupid. How the hell can you run over your own foot? All right? Fucking stupid. He said he ran over his own foot or some shit. I don't believe that crap. He's making that up. All right? And then they get to that stupid place, see in Washington, where the fuck it is, and just the Great Wall, and they're too trustworthy. They're not prepared. I hope they all get killed in the next scene because they're not ready. So the end of The Walking Dead is next week, people, where they all get shot the moment they walk in the door. It's their own fault. So my review is I would give this 0. I did not like this episode at all.
Zero gay zombies.
Zero gay zombies, because there's no such thing as a gay zombie. This is one of the worst episodes I've seen of it, to be honest. I didn't care for it. This is one of the worst episodes.
That's rude, Wayne.
This is honestly one of the worst episodes I've seen of it. I did not care for it. Oh, but overall, still entertaining.
Okay, first of all, before anything else happens, CJ, stop making the gay zombie noise. It's fucking weird. Okay, don't do it again. Don't. It's weird. It's actually like that's coming from us.
She's a zombie, CJ. gay homophobic.
That's what it is.
She doesn't want to hear strong gay zombie speak on the podcast. That's all.
Oh my god.
Go ahead, anyways. You homophobic.
Wow. That's safe.
Yeah. Anyways, so I really enjoyed this episode. Was it the best episode? No. Was it better than last week? Yes, obviously. I'm really enjoying what they're doing and this path that they're going down. Because from the comic series that I remember Alexandria being the safest place that they've ever been. Ever. And yes, there's still that that looming threat, and there's situations that they need to handle, and it's really interesting. I'm really starting to trust Aaron. I like it. At first I didn't, but then, you know, things started linking up for me to who he was. What else? I really like the development between Michonne and Rick. You're really starting to see that they really do trust each other. Michonne is Rick's new Herschel, you know, and I really like that dynamic. Well, Herschel always spoke to Rick and guided him with morals and values and different ideas and opinions to make Rick think and make informed decisions.
Fair enough.
Herschel's gone. Michonne is sitting there talking to him like, listen, we need to see this out, like, for the sake of everyone here, especially Judith. And he's like, I don't know, but he's making an informed decision because somebody he trusts, Michonne, is telling him so. I really like that. Everyone else was kind of in the background. Daryl had, like, what, one line?
Only one and a half.
A line and a half? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Glenn's, you know, Glenn as always. Maggie, backseat. Carl's backseat. Carol, backseat. Abraham and Rosita, that little moment where they're, you know, you can see that they've been traveling together for a while and that they're actually friends. And you can really see that relationship. They're doing a lot of relationship building and relationship, like, you know, showing it more often, which is nice because this is basically my soap opera. What else? I don't know. I really enjoyed the way that they filmed Glenn going through the horde. They used real blood, which was nice. They didn't CGI that shit like they usually do.
Like you said, they actually ran over people. Real blood. Jesus Christ.
No, they CGI'd the walkers being hay, obviously, but, you know, it, like, the actual blood, you could see it, like, it comes up and it sprays, and you can see it fall. It's real. You can tell the difference between CGI blood
and... Oh, I hate CGI blood. It's white.
Right? I can't stand it. Every single time they shoot a walker in the head, I'm like, do you know what a squib is? You know you can use those, right? Those are things.
Walkers, I don't mind so much, but anytime you shoot a human and they have that CGI blood and it goes on their clothes, it looks fake. It's like, no, fucking squibs.
Yeah, squibs are, they're not hard to build. I could fucking build one, for fuck's sakes. All in all, I'm really, 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 really interested in seeing inside Alexandria. I want to know more about it. I am trusting of Eric and Aaron.
Silly girl.
But I don't know if I trust Pete.
Who's Pete?
They mentioned Pete.
No idea.
You... Oh, my God. Okay.
I didn't hear no Pete. Who's Pete?
Pete is the doctor.
Oh, him. Oh, let's call him the doctor.
No, we called him Pete. Oh my God, we have a doctor named Pete.
Okay, I don't trust him then, because Pete doesn't sound like a doctor's name. So
y'all don't, of course you don't watch this show.
Do you know a Dr. Pete? I stand. There you go. I stand corrected. Think about
one.
Maybe you become Dr. Pepper later on.
Now that'd be awesome. So, what would your final rating be then?
But what makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable right now is the fact that Aaron sounds like he's been following them for quite a while. Like, a significant amount of time. The things that he's repeating, the things that he's referencing to when he's interacting with them, it, like, have happened way in the past. So he's been watching them for a while.
True.
And, right, that's a little scary.
He's a watcher. He likes to watch.
Yeah, that's scary. Like, this person has been watching you this entire time. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah, you're the one trusting him. Oh, I don't trust him.
I do, but, like, I think he's, like, out on his orders, and he really wants these people to be in there, because if you look at the group, if you look at the Rick's group, they are fantastic. They are survivors. They are skilled in combat, in medical, in strategy, in mechanics, in everything. They're so skilled. And Aaron even said it to them. He's like, I've seen you all so hungry and so tired, and you never once turned against each other. Like, that shows the strength that they all have. This episode, yes, it may not be the greatest, but it still was fantastic. It was a filler episode, and there's only so much you can do with that.
I would call it a fuller episode.
I enjoyed it. I really liked it. Cinematography obviously always really on point. It's not as good as the last episode, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Get a better editor. I don't know. Music was nice. Meh. The three questions, I fucking love it. Whenever they fucking ask those three questions, like, I freak out. I don't know what it is, but, like, I start fangirling. I really do. I don't know what it is. If somebody in a bar walked up to me and just like, so how many walkers have you killed?
Oh, God, there's your pickup line.
There you go. You got it. It's happening. It's a fucking happening. I don't care. Ugh. And you fucking look like Rick, too. Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Fucking hell.
I'm telling all y'all about my dirty fantasies now. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know, how many fucking gay zombies am I going to give this? 3.5. 3.5 gay zombies.
Half a gay zombie.
Cool.
Yeah, half one. Fuck.
Does that freak you out? You sound like the fucking Home Improvement opening.
All right, well, we have did we read the question yet? Because I got the question pulled up.
Oh,
wow! Have actually, you not been paying attention?
He's actually prepared.
How
amazing.
There we go.
Have we read the question yet? I don't know, CJ. Have you been in the conversation?
This is from Steve.
Good on you, Steve.
Steve says, I didn't care for this episode, but what the hell were you guys talking about? Character development? We are in the fifth season of this shit, and we didn't need any more damn character development from these people. There's not a damn thing more I need to know about Rick, Daryl, or Glenn. Just fucking advance the plot and the story with these characters already. We all know about them. All right. So, Steve, you are so correct. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yep, I can't argue with him on that. But if you're going to do character development, do development of characters that we don't know about.
Right. Or just move the story along, like he said. Let's have an interesting story.
Well, maybe that was for last week, so maybe he really enjoyed this week.
I don't know. Steve got to hate this episode. What about you guys? What do you think what Steve said?
I agree with him to an extent. But like I said, I think they are pushing the plot forward, at least someone in this episode. So, anyway, how many episodes we have left exactly? What is it, like?
Three.
I don't think we have.
What?
I don't know. I'm just throwing a number out there.
I
have no
idea. I don't know.
Shit.
Fuck? I don't know.
Yeah, same. Do your research.
I'm gonna cry.
No, we got up to 67. So. And we've got motherfucking load up, you cunt.
One, two, three, four. We've got five more episodes.
Yeah, okay, five more episodes.
And five more episodes of Gotham too. So,
God damn, are you serious? Five more?
Either five or seven. So, I guess that's a recap for the Walking Dead people.
Yay! Make it more exciting, people.
Well, the next episode's called Remember, and Greg Nicotero is directing it. And fucking Scott Gimple.
And? Why do I meant to care about that?
Well, because Scott Gimple has written a lot of really great episodes. What has he done? Save the Last One, Pretty Much Dead Already, The Sorrowful Life.
No idea what you're talking about. Those episodes.
Well, people, we have the rest of this week left. We got Gotham coming up, Better Call Saul, and then the rest of the other shows that come out.
Those other shows don't mean shit. Yeah,
you don't even remember the Darkness. The one show you got is
The Carter, the Marvel Carter, the Marvel's Carter, the Marvel Carter. And moviespoilers.com. Moviespoilerspodcast.com, people.
Ignorant fuck.
And by the way, do you realize they've moved back the podcast announcements to the end of this week?
Shit.
They keep fucking changing it. So apparently it's going to be Sunday, your time. They're going to announce the nominations finally. So
the nominations will be final?
Yes. And then the voting starts after that. So.
Oh, then we start voting!
So sad.
Why is that sad?
The funniest thing is, if none of us, nothing gets nominated and P1 just loses his shit.
That'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
I don't want to be anywhere near that. I would feel terrible.
I want Film Sack to win again. That is the worst fucking show. If you've never listened to anything Film Sack they've never done, just go and listen to it. It's more boring than The Walking Dead.
Go listen to it. Go look at it.
They're a bunch of horrible people. They really are. I would trust this gay guy over any of that Film Sack crew.
Oh, man.
I'm 100% certain they have no idea who we are.
And nobody knows who they are either. That was all a ploy.
Clearly not. They won last year. They kicked our ass.
People are fuckwits. That's right. Look at the Academy Awards. People vote for shit. They give crap out to shit they don't deserve. World sucks. I agree with Rick. Don't trust anyone.
I do it. So, everyone, this has been the Walking Dead Recap. I'm Sammy.
I'm Chicago John. Dave.
Yeah. I'm Wayne.
And I'm Cody.
Thank you again, Cody, for stepping in for P1.
My pleasure, man. Always fun.
Lazy bastard he is.
Oh, my God.
And yes, people, we will be back tomorrow with Better Call Saul and the Darkness.
Darkness.
See you, bastard. That's your line, Cody.
Later, you beautiful bastards.